Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And I can always say it's a pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. That's right. That's always a good thing. But you have some that are too busy doing other things to listen to these words. And it tells us about that in the Book of Sirach. The Book of Sirach, chapter 11. Verse number 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." Well, when you've got your mouth running and somebody's trying to tell you the word, you're not going to catch much of what's being said. So what do you have to do then? We look in the Book of Sirach and look at verses 35 to 37. Let's see what that says. 35 says, "Be willing to hear every Yahweh discord, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee." 36, "And if thou seest a man of understanding, get ye behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door." 37, "Let thy mind meditate on the ordinance of the Yahweh, and continually in his commandments or Torah instructions, and he shall establish in thine heart or mind and give thee wisdom at thy own desire. Well, this wisdom comes to those who ask for it. That's right. And those who really want it, they get this wisdom, the word of Yahuwah. Because we know there is a history of the world past and also the world present. Our history starts from our birth until our death. But those who fail to learn history correctly are soon to repeat it. But those that don't learn are just simply doomed in this world and the world to come. You know, this is why when you hear the word being spoken, you have to reach out and grab it as it's written and as it's understood and given to you. Some people want to know, where do you get this from? Where do you guys get this word from? Well, look in the King James Bible, the book that we read. Look at Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 to 24. Let's see what happens here. 23 says, and when he's coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority do thou doest these things, and who gave you this authority? 24. And Yahuwah the Son said unto them, I also will ask you one thing. What do you tell me? And likewise, I will tell you by what authority I do these things. This is why we learn to give praise to Yahuwah and be humble in giving praise, especially on the Sabbath day. And the Sabbath day is one of the things that you will learn about in our program. As was said before earlier, when the seer first opened up to open our program, he mentioned about a narrow path. If you go one way or another way, you will fall into either water or the fire. And that verse is mentioned in chapter 7 of Matthew's, verses 13 and 14. 13 says, enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be go in thereat. 14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, few there will be that find it. Well, we which are walking in the words of Yahuwah and doing his biddings, you will find that we're going in that straight gate and following that narrow path. Because you have to know that we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts that we're taught. We're given the knowledge to know we have many out there that camouflage their own evil or confused teachings and usually using overly loud bump-the-gums contests for their righteous learning, even turning the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons against those of us that know. I've even seen this personally myself a few times, a few preachers trying to turn the words around on me. But staying with the book, it keeps you on track. So we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, confusing, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. As I said before, many ask, how can you guys get this much information out of this one book? It comes from Yahuwah's word, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We get all this from this one book and much more, because you have not. This is the information that you came to seek and now have to look no further. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Gadah. We're open unto you for this teaching and learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, from the current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search line, put tribeyada.com. After you click in it, just under Big Lion, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking it, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, the tenants of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures which are read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, during these times which are very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. You'll find this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. On any search line, type Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject counsel or related topics. The other is Yada Israel. That's yahdhysrael@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have also a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with 6 or 9 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this line trying to teach. You will not receive a response, just a dial tone. Remember the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have but one counselor over a thousand. An explanation for that would be having 6 cooks to make one cake. The outcome, I would have no clue what it would be. And also by calling the same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast. As most of us know, he's usually very busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Sigerman, answering many memos, and now even addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you're trying to teach. You will just hear a dial tone. Also, for those of you who might have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., of course, except Fridays, which is tomorrow. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, enter 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during our normal Blood Talk broadcasts, Yagua's story will also continue on a program called Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites. You'll find this is where Yagua's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel writing and shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no topics off subject or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Another note, when given scriptures to speak by the seer, remember, be quick to hear and slow to speak. So the words of Yahweh always flow smoothly, remembering that we are online with hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh and not that of confusion, as it reminds us about confusion in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all covenants or churches of the saints." Because when we do this, we keep the scriptures in mind. But those that try to win that bump the gums contests, you miss all the Yahweh's glory which is said unto you. We have to remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh, as it tells us in St. John chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things unto your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And that's a good thing when we can get those things to come back, what Yahweh has told us and what we've been taught on this program. But we do have things that prevent that. As a reminder, the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. "Answer not before I've heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." Also a reminder or a backup verse in Proverbs, chapter 18, 13. 13 says, "He or she that answers a matter before he or she hears it is folly. Shame unto him or her." So we can start to listen to our program and bring those things back unto our remembrance, what Yahweh has said unto us. We'll pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, "Halu Yahweh."
Hello, Yahweh. That's excellent on your part. Boy, I got so many memos in here. Looking at all these new memos coming in. How can we be reconciled? If reconciliation is for all people? Well, we know what the world would say, but what do the Bible say? Reconciliation. What about salvation? Is salvation for all people? Well, we know what the world say, but what do the Bible say? See, the key to it is always big dignitaries. We understand, but one thing about it is always what the Bible says. If we do it,
Ignominious rise south as he looked back from a mountain peak now known as El Ultima Suspiro del Moro, the Moor's last sigh. He wept for the 781-year-old Islamic state he had lost forever. Klaus Martin Schwab is a German engineer, economist, and founder of the World Economic Forum. He has acted as the WEF's chairman since founding the organization in 1971. Floods, pestilence, drought, plague, war, and rumors of war. These are the key issues facing the world today, and the invitation only, World Economic Forum, WEF, next week in Davos, Switzerland, is just a place to find the answers provided by the select globalist elite. See that? Founder Klaus Schwab declared Wednesday. Quote, the return of war, epidemics, and the climate crisis, all those disruptive forces have derailed the global recovery. The return of war, epidemics, and the climate crisis, all those disruptive forces have derailed the global recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Schwab, the forum's executive chairman, told journalists in an almost biblical prognostication ahead of the convention's start on Sunday. Quote, those issues must be confronted in Davos, and the global food crisis in particular needs our immediate attention. So he added in an online briefing, according to the Irish Times. The returning of a 2,500-strong in-person gathering after the coronavirus pandemic comes as the world struggles to meet the challenges presented by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It all comes down to trusting in the WEF to find the correct outcomes and implement them as instructed, Schwab and his unelected workers submit. It all comes down to trusting in the WEF to find the correct outcomes and implement them as instructed, Schwab and his unelected workers submit.
So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. So please, let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. So let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. Like a great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. So an increase of about 1.3. The second factor is the services we use. The food we eat, clothing, TV. These are all very means providing these services. Getting rid of poverty means providing these services to almost everyone on the planet for this number to go up. And if it is perhaps the top 1 billion, we probably could cut back and use less. But in the rich world, perhaps the top 1 billion, we probably could cut back and use less. But every year, this number on average is going to go up. And so it's more than double the services delivered per person. Here we have a very basic service.
Bill Gates was quietly becoming the biggest private owner of farmland in the United States. But as of February 2021, Gates has made headlines across the world for purchasing nearly 250,000 acres across Louisiana, Arkansas, Nebraska, and Washington. Why is Bill Gates buying up so much land? While researching for his magazine, The Land Report, author and journalist Eric O'Keefe noticed a massive land purchase in eastern Washington. A purchase of more than 1,000 acres is what he calls a blue moon event because of its rarity and scale.
Right.
This particular acquisition...
means providing these services. Getting rid of poverty means providing these services to almost everyone on the planet. And it's a great thing for this number to go up. And if it is perhaps the top 1 billion, we probably could cut back and use less. But the number on average is going to go up. And so overall, the services delivered per person.
Is quietly becoming the biggest private owner of farmland in the United States. But as of February 2021, Gates has made headlines across the world for purchasing nearly 250,000 acres across Louisiana, Arkansas, Nebraska, and Washington. Why is Bill Gates buying up so much land? Searching for his magazine, The Land Report, author and journalist Eric O'Keefe noticed a massive land purchase in eastern Washington. A purchase of more than 1,000 acres is what he calls a blue moon event because of its rarity and scale.
Right.
This particular acquisition...
Because when we heard this, Ryan said the King Arthur plan is a fictional CIA-led scheme supporting an international effort to eliminate people of African descent, invented by author John A. Williams in his novel, The Man Who Cried I Am. Williams described his government plan to deal with the threat of a black uprising in the United States by condoning off black people into concentration camps in the event of a major racial incident. That's why we had look when this first started circulating. A lot of this was a 1967 novel. Novel, The King Arthur Plan first appeared in Williams' 1967 novel, The Man Who Cried I Am, an account of the life and death of Richard Wright. In the afterworld of later editions, Williams compares King Arthur Plan to the intelligence programs devised by J. Edgar Hoover. Who's the right to cover this? Because some of you may say, well, what's wrong with Bill Gates taking over the farms? He got money. He's going to do the right thing. You know that genetically modified food is no good for you. No good for you. The bread is killing you. He's making fake meat that can kill you. The plants that they're making, it can kill you. The pesticide that they put in on the stuff, it can kill you. None of the fake stuff that they're making to give to us that they're saying it's cheaper works with your biological structure that God gave you. Everything that they do to you, it causes disease, sickness, cancer, diabetes, everything you can think of. So the smartest thing to do, if you're billionaires, is to control all the resources that these people who you hate are going to need. And give it back to them and make sure it destroys them. And that's what they're doing to us now.
All right. So the world got a plan. And it talks about in Sirach 10, verse 1, a wild fear will instruct his people. So we'll see. We'll see what they paying attention to, a wild fear of the six anointed camps. We're going to find out as time progresses on. Let's go see who on stage for the best edition call Thursday evening. And we're going to look for the young lion, Brother Micaiah Israel. See if he's ready to contribute into the night episode part 137. So, when you meet the young lion with a loud voice and say, Brother Micaiah Israel, Yahweh bless you, see right.
Yahweh bless you, dear Israel. Oh, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Brother Micaiah as well. But one thing about it, Brother Micaiah, the world got a plan, but y'all got to have a plan all the time. And all we had to do was obey what was written. And I thought we might read that in Psalms 81. Just might read that 8 through 16. Matter of fact, pull that verse up and have that land to the side. We might get up from Psalms 81, 8 through 16 a little bit later. Mother E, would you be on stage for tonight's episode called Special Edition Thursday Evening? Mother E, Yahweh bless you, I see you right
here. Yahweh bless you, Israel. I see you right. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, I know Mother Z, she's here at our table, getting ready to deliver the knockout blow to the national audience, so we'll wait and bring her in later. I'm always sitting putting my address to the nation together. So I'll be ready when time appoints. All right, that's Mother Z, another mother out of Camp 1. Let's swing down and see if we find Mother D.F. Israel. Tribe of God, not Judah. Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of God, God, Judah. Yahweh be there, see right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, Mother D.F. Israel. Well, we hear they got their plan going. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yahweh got his plan going. Yahweh got his plan, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we clear they got their plan going. No doubt about it, they got their plan going. Yahweh got a plan down going too. So, Brother Micaiah, what can we read out of Matthew 10:6? Is 10:16 I want? Made it. What can we read out of Luke 10:16 there, Brother Micaiah? Let's see what we can get going on the special edition call Thursday evening. What about Luke 10:16? Oh, if I'm wrong. I don't know.
You want Matthew 10:19?
Okay, yeah, bring that verse out for me.
Look at Matthew.
Bring that verse out. 10:19. Yeah, bring it. Thank you, there, young lion. Bring that 10:19 out for me. Let's see what that's saying.
Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. Verse 19 reads, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak. For it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak."
So he says, when they deliver you up. So that's a given. Hey, listen. That's a given if they deliver you up. Luke 12:12. Hey, Mother D of Israel. I mean, Mother E. That's a deliver. Hey, Mother E. That is a shown up. In 2 Timothy 3:1-14, that mother, he had that waiting on me after we hear a little bit of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit, he'll teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
That's right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So you can jump in with, we see all the memos that got on the table, but Brother Micaiah, what it says in Romans 12:17, pick it around by verse 17. Let's see what we're working with, and then we'll see if we get to the mothers shortly. Romans chapter 12, verse 17. What does that say that we can read there, young lion?
The book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 17. 17 reads, "Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide same honor in the sight of all men." Verse 18. "If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peacefully with all men." Verse 19.
Yeah, okay. Read that 17 again. Read that. I'm kind of hearing it, but I'm getting distracted because patient is definitely cutting in on me right now. So read that verse, Romans 12, verse 17, 18, one more time there, young lion.
Okay, the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 17. 17 reads, "Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men."
So what that mean? So what that mean? That means because somebody else got fire going all in the mind, you ain't got to go and now put your wood to it. Matter of fact, what you're supposed to do is 27:12, Mother D of Israel. See, when somebody got they fire all going on, they fire, they just can't rest. All you supposed to do, the person got their fire going and they can't rest, is 27 verse 12 of the book of Sirach. What does what it says, Mother E, Mother D of Israel.
Okay. The right chapter 27, verse 12. Sirach chapter 27, verse 12. If thou be among the in the street, observe the time, but be continually among men of understanding.
So what is he saying? He said, now, if you are among the industry, if you among people that all they want to do is have fire coming out their conversation, he said, what you do for that is just observe the time. That means when you always get ready to put a little piece of log in it to see where you come from, he said, no, don't even put no log in it, go on about your business. So when you catch yourself among the industry, you cannot give it no wood. You got to keep it moving. And that now you up on the will of Yahweh. Because Yahweh made it plain there. He made it plain, Mother. Hey, Mother E. He made it plain out of 3, verse 1, 12 through 14, the second Timothy. What do you say, Mother, that we can read?
Second Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1 and 12 to 14. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Verse 12. Yea, and all that we have lived, Yahweh and Yahweh the Son, shall suffer persecution. Verse 13. But evil men for thee shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14. But continue thou in the things that thou hast learned and have been assured of knowing. Have been assured of knowing of whom thus have learned thee.
Mother, what is you what you just got through reading that, Mother? Can you break that down for the national audience? What you just got through reading that is for this national audience and those that got a ear to hear to be mindful of? What did you just got through reading there, Mother?
Okay. And in verse 3, it says, know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. So we know that perilous times going to come in the last days. So in verse 3, it says, and ye, and all that we have lived, Yahweh, and Yahweh the Son, shall suffer persecution. Well, we're going to have these persecutions because we can't escape him. That was the Son went through him, so we have to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's that evil men.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And it said evil men seduces and wax worse and worse and deceive and be deceived. So we don't have people that try to deceive us. But we got to understand what Yahweh the Son is. We got to go through persecution. And we got to know what Yahweh the Son said. On verse 14, he said, be continued, God, in the things which I have learned. So we got to be continued with the things that we've learned. Because we're going to go through some persecution.
Well, all right. Well, let me see if I get a precept out there, Mother. In Revelation Let's see. See, you got to be able to recognize the signs of the time. So we got to get a precept by that, mother. Let's go to Revelation chapter 12, verse number 9 and 10. Maybe we get a little precept out of that, and to add on to the excellent way you explain that, we just drop a little precept with it, so we can know what to be looking for if this spirit is around you or in your midst, what to look for. In Revelation 12, verse 9 and 10. What did it say there, Mother E?
Okay. Book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his ministering spirit was cast out with him. Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our Yahweh and the power of Yahweh the Son, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our Yahweh day and night.
So that's your key right there, mother. So whenever you be in the midst of a person, all they do is accuse. Always something wrong. The whole spirit of old is about accusing. Got an accusing spirit. So now you know exactly that's a deceiving spirit from Satan and devil. So that's what you look for right there. So if you ever sitting around, you might be sitting around one of your closest or relatives, and all that come out their mouth is accusing somebody of something. And do you wanna, do you do anything good after that? All you do is talk about somebody did this and somebody did that. You just an accuser day and night. I mean, you might be one of my closest relatives, but all I can hear out of you is accusing somebody day and night. So now you got to watch that spirit right there. So now you're dead right there. So that spirit right there is from Satan the devil. If you're in a conversation where all thing goes on is pointing the finger, that means Yahweh's business is not being done. Then you know one thing, that spirit is from Satan the devil. So that's why you got to give it no wood, because that spirit from Satan the devil, and you can't win that at all. You're going to lose. And if you got the ammunition to work with, and you don't use it, that's on you. All right, that was excellent, Mother. So now who was holding something? Was anybody holding something? Mother D.F. Israel, Young Lion, was y'all holding something?
No. I wasn't.
No, brother. I was reading that Romans chapter 12. Brother.
All right, you read Romans 12, 17, 18. That's right. So, That's pretty interesting right there. So you have to be, this is a big job ahead of us, and we have to get prepared for this job, but you can't be distracted. And see, and how you get distracted, if you in any conversation based upon, like the old saying, who shot John and how many times Betty jumped over the rope, then you know you're not doing Yahweh's business. And then Yahweh is going to be angry at you, because this is the time now to inform your people about what's really going on with the big dignitaries. And now see what happened. These big dignitaries, what they're doing, one would kick it off. Then what happened, then the other big billionaires, they'll get off into it too. They go, well, we just ain't going to let Bill Gates buy up all the land. We're going to buy up some of the land too. So you see what happened, see, Ray? So now they did a frenzy of buying up land. So if you mess around and look and see land that's close by you, all of a sudden you see a no trespass on it. See what happened? That means they buy up the land, say right. They buy up the land for one reason. So when they do grow something on it, it's gonna be with that young lion, what kind of airplane that flies over and drops all that chemical down on your vessels? What's the name of that airplane? We heard about it yesterday from the elder. So what was the name of that airplane that I remember in the South, that the airplane used to fly over and just fly and just drop its chemicals down and keep on going. So now we find out that they was preparing the way in. How about that, young lion? You got some on that again? Young lion, you got some on that again?
No, not right chill. Now. I don't recall the name of
chill.
It.
No.
All right, well, Mr. Tibbs, what was the name of that airplane that flies over your crop and drop their chemical down on your crop until you're going to work it out now? What's the name of that again? Come on. Is I'm being heard again or what?
Yeah, we got, I don't know the name. I got to listen to it up here.
Well, the elder talked about it yesterday. And so it happened. I just want to hear a little bit about it again. But like I said, I described the event. You know, the airplane, it'd be an airplane that fly over your crop. And they'll drop all kind of chemicals down on your crop. And they say they're doing you a good job, a good thing, but really, it's not a good thing. We leave it like it is on that. And that same thing they're doing right now, whether we know it or not, they buy up all the land, and they GMOs all of the products now.
They put pesticides on it. They spray their pesticides.
It's called a crop
okay.
dust.
Mm-hmm. That's what I told you, crop dust.
Okay. So that's what they do. So that's what they do. And see, and they buy up all the land now. But, you know, in what it says in Surah 10 verse 1 there, young lion, what it says in Surah 10 1?
To the book of the rock, chapter 10, verse 1. Book of the rock, chapter 10, verse 1 reads, a wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent man is well ordered.
Mm-hmm. So a wise seer will keep focusing in on the bigger picture. He'll keep telling you about the bigger picture, not the distraction picture. So that's how a wise seer operates. That's the definition of a wise seer. He'll study, be telling his people to be aware of things to come. Don't worry about no who shot John. So in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 16, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 9 and 15 says what? Young line. 2 Corinthians.
Okay, 2 Corinthians.
Yes.
2 Corinthians. Chapter 9, verse 69. You said 15?
Yeah.
Okay. 2 Corinthians.
Well, hold that bump for a minute. Hey, mother, is y'all hearing me real good or what? Because I'm getting
I can hear you still, but it's like an echo behind you or something.
Yeah, okay. Well, WCC, can you make any kind of adjustment for me there? Y'all said we can make some adjustments for you if you teach on what we want to do here.
Okay. Okay, well, make adjustment then. Then I'm going to teach on what you want to talk about. So I'm going to teach on what you want to talk about. Go on, make adjustments from it then. According to WCC, say I should be crystal clear right now. Don't they say? Is that so? Is that so, Mother GF Israel?
Now it sounds like you're far away.
And now it sounds like I'm far away?
Yes.
Well, that lets you know you just don't take nothing for granted, so I can take it. But if you can hear me good, we're going to do the best we can right now. So now, Young Lion, there's a couple of verses I want to put on the table that we didn't. I'm back to that 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 69. What does it say?
You say 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 69?
6, 7, 8, 9, yeah. 6 down to verse 9 and 15.
All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 9 and verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 reads, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Verse 7, "Every man according as he proposeth in his mind, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for Yahweh loveth a cheerful giver." Verse 8, "And Yahweh is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." Verse 9, "As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever." Verse 15, "Thanks be unto Yahweh for his unspeakable gift."
Mm-hmm. So in 14:32, Young Lion, of Isaiah, what do you mean by he have given to the poor? What are you talking about that we can read in Isaiah 14, verse 32? He said he had already done his part. It's just we ain't recognizing the part that he have already did. So what part are we talking about that we can read in Isaiah 14, verse 32?
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 32 reads, "What shall one then answer the messengers of the nation, that Yahweh have founded Yadah Judah, the poor of his people shall trust in him."
So he say all he waiting on the poor of Yadah Judah to trust in him, although the world have put their signature down on what they got planned on their mind. But Young Lion, what do it say is in Isaiah verse 10, chapter 10, verse 29 to verse 22. So we want to see how can we bring this in. See, Yahweh is telling you, if you just, we know what they're doing, but he want to know when are you going to do what you supposed to do. Let's see what he says in Isaiah 10, verse 29 to verse 22.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 20 down to 22. Verse 20 reads, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the nation of Israel shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon Yahweh, the righteous one of Israel in truth." Verse 21, "The remnant shall return, the remnant of Israel, unto the mighty Yahweh." Verse 22, "For though your people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow the righteousness."
Mm-hmm. So they're going to do some returning, So Moses of Israel, they're going to be doing some returning. Can you help me out in Exodus 39, verse 32? And what they're going to do, so we know they're going to return, but I want to look at Exodus 39, Moses of Israel, and verse 32 and tell me what that says.
Exodus 39, verse 32. Thus was all the works of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation finished, and the children of Israel did according all that Yahweh commanded Moses, so did they.
Oh, so the children of Israel got to get some finished in them and doing what Yahweh have commanded them to get some finish in them. So that's what we got to do. We got to figure out how to get us to finish, because we know what they doing in grand style, and we got to finish some things and get some things in place and make sure it's finished before the decree that's already been put on the table. Let's go to 1 Kings 9:1 there, Mother D up Israel. 1 Kings 9, verse 1.
1 Kings chapter 9, verse 1. And it came to pass when Solomon had finished the building of the temple of Yahweh and the king's house. And
good.
All Solomon. Huh?
Good. So, Mother, what we got to get in us, according to what we just got through reading it out of? Exodus 39, 32, and 1 Kings 9, 1. According to the last two verses, what kind of mood do the children of Israel that exist today got to get off into what? According to two verses, what's that?
Finish. You got to finish it out.
What we got to do. We got to finish. We got to see. Yahweh is showing you that then once we finish, Mother D of Israel, let's see what Yahweh is going to do that we can read. Once we roll our sleeves up and get a piece of finish going for us, in Isaiah 61 there, Mother D of Israel, let's see what Yahweh got written that he going to do. Once he seen for that point. Brother Micaiah, go to the book of Jonah and chapter 3, and go to Jonah chapter 3 and look at the last three verses and 3. Now let's see what he says in Jonah chapter 3. Give me the last three verses and 3.
Going to the book of Jonah. It's in chapter 3, last three verses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these tangles getting stuck. Going to the book of Jonah. Chapter 3, last three verses. Here we go. The book of Jonah, chapter 3, last three verses. Mm-hmm. Jonah chapter 3.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Three, right?
I'll tell you what. Hold that point. Let's go and read verse 10, and let's get rid of it. Verse 10.
Verse 10 read. And Yahweh saw their work, and they turned from their evil way. And Yahweh repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them. And he did it not.
So Yahweh got to see your, he got to see your what, Brother Micaiah?
Yeah, Yahweh got
to
see that
what. What do Yahweh got to do to see on you for him to start turning this thing? He got to see what?
He got to see that works.
You see that? So you see that? See that all that, you know, packing the room over 500,000 plus and all that, you know, you think you, you know, listen to the broadcast on the Sabbath day in the luxury of your sit back, the climax of your own home. Yeah, you ain't doing no work. All you doing, that is not work. Work when you, find out, you take both of your ass and put it out and say, where could I put this at to get busy? There are your works. So Yahuwah is going to intervene when he see your works. So what's the hold up? Yahuwah is waiting to see your works. Then Yahuwah is going to do what, Mother D, up Israel? In 61, verse number 7 of Isaiah. Now what Yahuwah is going to do? So we can read what Yahuwah is going to do once he see your works. Isaiah 61, verse 7, Mother D, up Israel.
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7. For your shame, you shall have double. And for confusion, you shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double.
He said,
everlasting joy shall be unto them.
You see that? So he says, now, once he see your works, you know, we call on the airways, and we know we heard everywhere, but one thing we ain't seeing is the work part about it. So now, Mother, look what he says, if the work, if you put the work in Isaiah 65, 13, and 14, what it say? Isaiah 65, 13, and 14.
Isaiah 65, verse 13 to verse 14. Therefore, thus says Yahuwah, behold, my servant shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. Verse 14, behold, my servant shall sing for joy of mine, but you shall cry for sorrow of mine, and shall howl for vexation of spirit.
Mm-hmm. You see? Well, you see, he's saying, he says, it's up to you. It's up to you how you present yourself in at Mother Eve. He says in 3 verse 8 and 14 of Titus, Mother E, he says, up to you. He said, if you want to be a Titus 3, 8, and 14, it's up to you. What does it say we can read, Mother E? Titus, chapter 3, verse 8 and 14.
Titus chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 14. Titus chapter 3. Verse 8. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that are affirmed, constant, that they which have believed in Yahuwah might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Verse 14. And let ours also learn to maintain good works, but necessary use, that they be not unfruitful.
Hmm. So Mother, what is Paul telling Timothy to tell when he anoint the elders and stuff like that? What is he telling them according to verse 8 and 14? That what they got to do, they job assignment. So what is he telling them that we can read?
He's telling them to continuing good work.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
That's right. Is that what he tell them?
That's right.
You're exactly right. Now get a precept with that in Romans 2:13. So get your precept in there, mother. That's exactly what he's saying, mother. He's telling, listen. He says, now, I know you want to be a minister of Yahuwah, but he said, this is the requirement of it. You got to maintain good works. You just can't get, excited because you're hearing the word. You got to, now, once I'm gone, you still got to maintain this good works. That's what you got to do. See, whatever jumps off, you got to maintain it. Just like we street teaching right now. We just can't just say, now. Next couple of weeks, we don't do nothing. No. You got to go now. You got to maintain good works. If you want Yahuwah to kick in, when you start something they tell you to do, maintain it. Keep it going. Because he said a reward of it, you got a double coming. It's up to you to believe that. What does it say, Mother, in 2:13 of Romans?
The book of Romans, chapter 2, verse 13. But not the hearers of the Torah instructions are just before Yahuwah, but the doers of the Torah instructions shall be justified.
And you can't be looking to your left and to your right there, Brother Micaiah. Look what it says over here that we can read in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. Listen to what he got written here. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 1 and 2.
It's Jeremiah, verse 1 and 2. Look at Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 1 reads, then said Yahuwah unto me, though Moses and Samuel, the seer, stood before me, yet my mind could not be towards this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. Verse 2, and it shall come to pass, if they say unto you, whether shall we go forth, then you shall tell them, thus says Yahuwah, for the sword to the sword, and such as are for the famine to the famine, and such as are for the captivity to the captivity.
So he told Jeremiah, he said, they became wicked, Jeremiah. So go, he said, I don't care if you stand out, you stand to tell them. I don't care if I brought back in the big dignitary to tell them. He said, can't number sway me, because he made it plain in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14. See, you know why we make our mistake yet? Because we try to get in a conversation based upon what's wrong with you? But he's going to tell you something in Ezekiel chapter 14, 18, and 20. Chapter 14, verse 14, 18, and 20. What is he saying that we can read there, young lion?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse 14, 18, and 20. Verse 14 reads, so these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, says Yahuwah. Verse 18. So these three men were in it, as I live, says Yahuwah. They should deliver neither son nor daughters, but they only should be delivered themselves. Verse 20. So Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, says Yahuwah. They shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Did anything change our young lion in Acts chapter 2, verse 36 and 40? Did anything change? Let's say, well, that's Old Testament stuff. Tell you. But I want to know the anything change that we can read in Acts chapter 2, verse 36 and 40. What does it say?
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 36 and verse 40. Verse 36 reads, therefore, let all
the nation of Israel no assurance that Yahweh has made that same Yahweh the Son, whom you have crucified, both Yahweh the Son, and Yahweh the Father, and Yahweh the Son. Verse 40. And with many other words did he testify yourselves from this untoward generation.
So you say you got to say it yourself. See, it's no conversation. So if you're in a conversation that's non-productive, there ain't no Yahweh involved, you got to say it yourself from it. Philippians 2, verse 12. So he said you got to say it yourself. He said, now, for the job that is before us, the six anointed camps, remember, you can't put no time into offbeat conversations. Because if you get off in an offbeat conversation, you're going to take your eyes off on the bigger picture that Yahweh has already laid before us. You got the land before us and all the things that all we got to do is roll our sleeves up and get in there. Then Yahweh said, once I see your works, I'm going to show you the double. Once I see your works. Your words cannot be lip service. Your words got to be hands-on. Getting in where you fit in at. First one in, last one to leave. Now, when Yahweh see your works, he's going to intervene. A wise seer going to tell you up front, when Yahweh see your works, he's going to intervene. Philippians 2:12 says what?
Book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
See, you got to work out your own salvation. You can't be sitting there having no conversation with nobody based upon, because you can't save nobody but yourself. So anytime you put off into who shot John and everything pertaining to not outside of playing these people from thus says Yahweh, Yahweh is taking notes on you. And he made plain what he got on his mind, Mother D up Israel. See, let me tell you something. If you put Yahweh as an afterburner, don't you know he already got it written that he got some plan for you as an afterburner? Now, imagine you in a conversation and you know that your conversation is not about advancing your peoples and thus says Yahweh. I want to see what he got written that we can read. Because it was a man in this Bible done so. He had a conversation going, I think around like 24th chapter of Ezekiel, Mother, somewhere around about 24th chapter. I think he had something going on. I'm not sure. If you want to help me out, Mother D up Israel. But he had a conversation going on with, we know it was Ezekiel. And Ezekiel paused in the conversation Yahweh had with him. Then the Almighty said something to him in 24. Pick it around about, I'll tell you what, pick it up at verse number, well, let's get right down to it for time's sake, 14. We'll read till we get our point to until we clear of what he said. Now, Ezekiel was the man of the hour. And Yahweh had, if you read prior to it, Yahweh was having a conversation with him prior to it. But then all of a sudden, Yahweh said something that we can read, Mother, D up Israel. He said something that we can read in Ezekiel 24, verse 14. Let's read a little bit, Mother D. up Israel. You on the clock? Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 14. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I repent, according to thy ways, and according to thy doing, shall thou judge you, says Yahweh. Verse 15.
Hold that point. Hold that point. He said, I'm not going to repent neither. Hold that point, Mother Eve. What are you talking about? See, this Bible is the greatest piece of literature it is. And if you get the right spirit on you, he will reveal some things to you, and you have to say, my. In the book of Numbers, there, Mother Eve, he said, I'm not going to repent when I say something to you. In 23, verse 19. Let's find out why. 23, verse 19 and 20. Numbers 23, verse 19 and 20. Let's find out why he's not going to repent. Tell you something, and he ain't going to change neither. He tell you something, let's see what he got written that we can read in Numbers 23, verse 19 and 20.
Okay. Numbers chapter 23. 19 and 20. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Verse 20. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it.
Well, keep on down 21 on verse 24. We might make a little small meal out of it. He said, he made a statement saying, I was sent to bless. Mother GF Israel, give me a precept on that. 4 verse 7. Maybe 4 verse 6 of Sarat. He says in 4 verse 6 and read verse 7 too. But he says, behold, I have received the commandments to bless and have blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Give me a precept on that, Mother. Give me Sarat. 4, verse 6 and 7.
Sirach chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. For if he curse you in the bitterness of his soul, his prayer shall be heard of him that made him. Verse 7. Get yourself the love of the congregation, and bow your head to a great man.
So you see, so Yahweh is doing some talking. We'll get back in a minute. But come on back, Mother E. So Yahweh, once he says something and tell you what he wants you to do, he'll give you the option. I see you do some blessings. Certainly, if he see you do some blessings, that's how it's going to be. But he also gave you the option to say, I tell you what, if you want to do a little cursing, I'm all ears too. It's up to you. But look what he says over here. And verse 21. Listen to this real quick. 21, Mother E.
Numbers chapter 23, verse 21. He had not beheld iniquitous sin in Israel, neither has he seen the verses in Israel. His Yahweh is with him. And the shout of a king is among them. Mm-hmm. Verse 22. Yahweh brought them out of Egypt. He has, as it were, the strength of a unicorn.
Hold that point. Hold that point.
He brought who out of Egypt? Mother. Well, hold on there, mother. See, one thing about it, you be hearing the great reading going on, but it'd be a cry of spirit that'll say, yeah, that sounds pretty good, seer, but throw a precept with it. So then you have to let those seers get in there and throw a precept in it, because we got to be clear on who he brought out that we can read, see? So we got to always paint the picture. When he tell you stop and you paint the picture, you know, like watching a good old movie, eating your popcorn. So we got to stop and paint the picture there, mother. He said he brought them out of Egypt. Is that what he said? So now, mother, D.F. Israel, in the book of Hosea, I like to know who the them is. In 11 verse 1, I like to know. I mean, for this national audience, who the them is, because the world have jumped in there, and they'll grab every piece of everything you got, and you can't straighten it out. Let's see what he says over in 11 verse 1 to paint that picture of Hosea 11 1, mother. Come on.
Hosea chapter 11 verse 1. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt.
Ain't that something? Ain't that nice? That's nice. See, mother, that's nice. So now we got the picture of what's going on back here. This is talking about the nation. He's telling Balak something about the nation of Israel, some good stuff. So now come on back, and we read now. Read verse 22, because it's going to get very interesting in verse 23, mother. Hey, mother, it's going to get very interesting once you read 22 again and going into 23.
Okay. Numbers chapter 23, verse 22. Numbers chapter 3, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
23, verse 22. Yahweh brought them out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of a unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23.
Uh-huh. And what did he say, mother, to them 12 tribes of Israel? He said what he did. Now, he could tell the 12 tribes of Israel through the mouth of his seers something for them to never forget. Never forget this. He said, seer, tell them never forget this. Verse 23.
Verse 23. Surely there is no enchantment against Israel, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Israel and of Israel what has Yahweh wrote.
Stop it there. Stop it there. Now, who won't take a shot at that? Mother, young line, Mother E, Mother D up Israel. Who won't take a shot at that verse of that? What is he saying? And that verse right there.
He said, it ain't no sin against Israel. He is that kind of divination against Israel.
Okay. What you think about that, young lion? Or what you get out of that, young lion?
I need one second,
yeah. Yeah, Mother D up Israel. What you get out of that verse, Mother D up Israel? What you get out of that verse?
I'm going to pass it on, cause I wasn't at the book he reading from.
So since we just break the verse down. Well, Yahweh is telling you, once you are under the banner of Yahweh, can't nobody come and do no Ouija board, divinations, any kind of, I'm going to take a crystal ball, I can jinx you, I can curse you. You can't do nothing to Israel once you're up under Israel, I'm telling you. Can't nobody curse you or tell you if you don't do this, this gonna happen to you. Listen, that don't work when you understand the Bible. He told the ones that's of leadership, listen, can't nobody put the heated jeebies on you. Can't nobody put give me some of that they try to do. Yeah, a hex on you. Yeah, a hex and all. Can't nobody curse you, period. If anybody even be in that line of conversation, you know that's from Satan the devil. Because Yahweh just told you, be in there. Can't nobody do nothing to you. What happens to you, this will happen in the book. Come on, give me Judas chapter 5 and pick it around by verse 18. 18 to 21 of Brother Micaiah. See, that's why we got to build you up. Because when you, especially on those that to come, a lot of them are going to come to you in the Sixth Anointed Camp and say, I believe somebody put the heebie-jeebies on me. Somebody put a spell on me or something. You say, well, hey, probably so if you ain't up under Yahweh. But if you get up under Yahweh, then you read the verse to him, it don't work. I think that woman put a spell on me. I think that man put it. No, that man ain't done nothing to you. You just forsook your Yahweh. Now, now if you forsook your Yahweh, you wide open for anything to happen to you. But he let you know, the wars when I brought them out of Egypt, through all them wicked lands of other nations, they can't do nothing to you as long as you got me right. That's what he's trying to tell them. So the same thing you tell somebody when they come with all of that old weird thinking. Listen, you know why your mind's so weird, why you out of pocket? Because you ain't got no Yahweh. Ain't nothing to check you. That's your problem. Now, look what was said in Judas chapter 5, verse 18 and 21. What it said, we can read, young lion.
Did you say Judas?
Yeah, Judas chapter 5 in the Apocrypha, chapter 5, verse 18 to 21. What it say?
Okay. Going to the book of Judas, chapter 5, 18 down to 21.
Mm-hmm. Let us say, young lion. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to it right now. Give him a book.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Judas.
Mm-hmm. You hear that, mother? I see what you
Judas,
be saying. We'll keep our eyes on them, young lion. We'll watch them a little bit. We'll make sure they're working. Uh-huh. Come on.
Get some things in order around here, sit too, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Judas, chapter 5, verse 18, down to 21. Verse 18 reads, but when they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles, very sore, and were led captive into a land that was not theirs. And the temple of their Yahweh was cast to the ground, and their cities were taken by the enemy. Verse 19, but now are they returned to their Yahweh, and are come up from the places where they were scattered, and have possessed Yadadjudah, where their temple is, and are seated in the hill country, for it was desolate. Verse 20, now, therefore, my Yahweh and governor, if there be any error in this people, and they sin against their Yahweh, let us consider that this shall be their ruin, and let us go up, and we shall overcome them. Verse 21, but if there be no sin in their nation, let my Yahweh now pass by, lest their Yahweh defend them, and their Yahweh be for them, and we become a reproach before all the world.
Mm-hmm. So you see? So now you see, all you're supposed to do is check and see, do you got your Yahweh right? Are you wearing the fringes? Are you keeping the Sabbath day and the feast days? And and you open your hand and say, okay, what can I get in where I can fit in it? If you got all these attributes going for you, if anybody bring you anything that's contrary to it, you already know, according to Scripture, it don't work on you. Can nobody bring you nothing, but a covenant keeper wouldn't bring you nothing. See, one thing about it, a covenant keeper would not bring you nothing but some more, thus says Yahweh. But those that contrary to the covenant, they always try to show you something outside of the book. And you have to recognize that. I'm telling you, it's what we're doing now, we are reaching people all over the globe of the world. We're setting up a meeting place for all the big terrorists all over the world to come. We're getting our garden right, our shelter where we can store things. We in the process of everything. Yahweh going to do what he said he going to do. But you got to recognize, don't put no time in any spirit that won't take you outside of the says Yahweh. Do you lose? Because there's no divination. It's no divination. If anybody remind you of anything that's like got a divination spirit to it, then you know that's Satan the devil talking. Because you know, if you're doing Yahweh, hey, ain't no, if you're doing Yahweh, what's that verse? Help me out there, Mother D up Israel. So, in Isaiah 54 there, Mother D up Israel. See, you have to know these things. Your greatest, the Bible. So you have to know these things that we get ready to read in Isaiah 54, verse 17. What are you reading that, Mother D, of Israel?
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. And it reads, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of Yahweh, and their righteousness is of me, says Yahweh.
You see the man just said, this is what I'm going to get. If you got me right, I got you right. Nobody can say anything to you if you got your Yahweh right. So if anybody's saying anything to you, then you know that's not, they're not speaking from Yahweh, they're speaking from Satan the devil. But Yahweh saying ain't no weapon formed against you going to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm going to give my servant.
Mm-hmm.
And That's what we're reading. We got to be in position to tell those that come in contact with us to come. The only reason you're going through the problem you're going through because you don't have your Yahweh up front. You still want to wear your gay clothing. You want to have cock on a Saturday, feast day. You ain't showing no hands to help your ministry move forward. Land, school, and banquet hall, get in where you've been in it. You ain't making no effort on none of that, but you got your mouth going. So we clear. We know you from Satan the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Now come on back, Mother. Hey, Mother, come on back to that verse in 24. Numbers 23, 24. So he said, ain't nothing happening. He said, now you got to believe it. You let people frustrate you because you just need to be more strong in the word. But Yahweh said, ain't nothing happening. Believe him. Verse 24, Mother E.
Numbers chapter 23, verse 24. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain.
You see that? You see, these people gonna rise up as a great lion, and they're gonna be some young lions too. So there'll be some young lions. You're gonna start seeing, and the mothers, they're watching. We're watching. They said some young lions gonna come up, and they're gonna be about this business. Some young lions gonna come up, And we're going to be peeping at the young lions and see if they really take care of this business, because they hear you. You see what the man's saying? But then Yahuwah says, now, but it's a price to pay when you're taking care of Yahuwah's business. Now, come on back, mother, D up Israel. Now we're here to see the price. What's the price to pay when you take care of Yahuwah's business? Now, Messiah was in a conversation with Yahuwah, and Yahuwah said some things to him, but then all of a sudden Yahuwah just turned a notch on him, because he spots something. He spots something. Let's see what he spots again in 24:14, Mother, be of Israel. He spots something, then he sent his spirit to say something. He spots something in his walk, in his talk. Let's see what happened. We're going back to the 24th chapter, verse 14, and be very careful when 15 kick in. What did it say?
Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 14. I, Yahuwah, have spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back. Neither will I spare, neither will I repent according to your ways, and according to your doing shall thou judge you, says Yahuwah. Verse 15. Also the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 16, Son of man, behold, I take away from you the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shall thou mourn nor weep, neither shall thou tears run down. Verse 17. Forbear to cry, make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tie of thine head upon you, and put on your shoes upon your feet, and cover not your lips, and eat not the bread of men.
What is he talking about? Brother Kai in the 10th chapter, verse 26 of Matthew. What is he talking about? What is he saying? He says, Son of Man, he said, leadership. He said, you got a desire in your eyes that's stronger than what I got on the table. See, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to take that desire away that you got in your eyes with a stroke. Because you got somebody in your life can get you off of my business. Then after you've been in a lot of more of that, straighten it out, then you get back on my business. See, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. I take away from you your desires and your eyes and stroke. That's what I do for you. If I ain't turning back to a little spirit, you sit down and you tell him I ain't going to turn back neither. Because if something in him or her is stronger than me, so I tell you what I do. You go tell that anointed leadership, I'm going to take away the desires of your eyes with a stroke. What are you talking about? We're going to 10:26 of Matthew. Let's do a little reading. Come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 26 reads, Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. 27, What I tell you in darkness, that speak you in light, and what you hear in the ear, that teach you upon the housetops. Verse 28. And fear not them which kill the body, are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father? 30. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. 31. Fear you not, therefore, you are of more value than many pharaohs. 32. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. 33. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven.
Read.
34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. 35. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. 36. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household.
What that mean?
To you, it will be your foe. It could be your own mother, your brother, your sister, your grandma, your wife, your husband, your children.
The closest one to you, that's gonna be your what?
Phone.
What do you say that gonna be? That gonna be your what?
Your phone.
And your phone. Your household.
So he tell you in advance, and he says, he told Ezekiel. He says to Ezekiel, Ezekiel, I'm gonna take away the desires of your eyes and smoke, Ezekiel. Because you got something that's stronger. You got something going on in your life. It's more stronger than eternal life in my word. So I tell you what I do for you. I just remove the desires of your eyes. Because anytime you put me as an afterburner, and we can go and build a mill off it, you say, I'm a jealous Yahuwah. You know? I mean, I don't take second fiddle to nobody. That's what he says. When you put him as a second fiddle, then all of a sudden, what we read kicks in. Give me some more. Give me some more of that, young lion. Give me a little bit more. I just stand a little bit more of that. So he's letting you know your greatest defeat will come from within. Whatever your desires is, if it's thrown in Yahuwah, that's what you're going to be tested with.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see where you're on the clock for the decision that you make. Come on, read some more.
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, picking up at verse 37. 37 reads, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. 38, and he that taketh not his covenant and followeth after me is not worthy of me. 39. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it.
And what do you mean by that? If you find your life, you're gonna lose it. That means, you know, you might be a popular person in the world, and everybody love to call you and let's go this, do this. But once you start talking some YHWH and wearing fringes and keeping this covenant, and you don't do the things that we used to do, you can get less calls, and so you're going to lose that life style. You're going to lose that. You say, I wonder why my friends don't normally come by and sit up and talk with me. They don't come at me no more. That life, you're going to lose it. But really, you're going to gain the life of Yahuwah eternity. So that's when you're on the clock. You'll find out when you want to walk. Why you don't act like you used to act? He's ready because you ain't acting like you used to act. You used to be all out there with me, and I loved every minute of it. But now you won't talk about some fringes and some Sabbath days and dust days, Yahuwah. You kill the spirit. You kill my moves now. Here you come on talk about some Yahuwah. Yep. So that means you might even lose some closer people around you, especially your kin folks. Time to do something like the 4th of July. They don't even call you. You used to come do the 4th of July. Now he won't talk about some fringes or some dust heads, Yahuwah, huh? Well, you see, you're going to run off in all these things, see, right, when you come to this man. You're going to lose the life of the world, but you're going to gain eternal life, and you will see the reward of the wicked. Give me some more there, young lion. Give me some more.
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, pick it up at verse 40. He that receiveth you, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. 41. He that receiveth a seer in the name of a seer shall receive a seer's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
Wait a minute. How can you receive a seer? Well, what do you mean by that? Oh, Mother D.F. Israel. What do you mean by he that receive a seer? Read that verse again.
Verse 41. He that receiveth a seer in the name of a seer shall receive a seer's reward.
Oh, you get a reward if you receive. But Mother and 2 Chronicles 36:12, what kind of spirit you got to have on you that we can read? 2 Chronicles 36:12, backed up with Mother Eve and 15:15 of the book of Acts. What's going on there, Mother Dear Israel?
2 Chronicles 36,
mm-hmm.
verse 12. And it reads, and he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, his Yahweh, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah, the seer, speaking from the mouth of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So, Mother, can you break that verse down?
Yeah, Yahweh. Huh?
Well, hold that punch for a minute. Read that verse again, Brother Micaiah. Read that verse again that you just got to read. Then, Mother, then let's see if we tie that in.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, young lion. Young lion is getting distracted. Come back to my read me that. What verse was that again?
Matthew 10:41.
Yeah, read that, Mother D.F. Israel.
Matthew 10:41. He that receives a seer in the name of a seer shall receive a seer's reward.
Oh. Now what they got to do again, and but to receive his reward, they got to do what? What they got to do that we can read, Mother, 2 Chronicles 36:12.
And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, his Yahweh, and humbled not himself before the Jeremiah the seer, speaking from the mouth of Yahweh.
Not break that down, Mo.
Yahweh sent his word through the seer. You got to humble yourself and accept the seer as he's speaking from the mouth of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Give me a precept on that. Give me 9:27, 1 Samuel. Can I get a precept on that, Mo, D. of Israel?
Okay, 1 Samuel, chapter 9, verse 27, read. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand you still a while, that I may show you the word of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So a seer's job is to do what?
Show you the word of Yahweh.
Mother Eve, what you read in 15, verse 15 of Acts? What you read, Mother?
Okay. The book of Acts 15:15.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Acts chapter 15, verse 15 reads.
Mm-hmm.
And to this agree the word of the seal as it is written.
Oh. So you're supposed to agree with the seal, what kind of way?
As it is written.
And that's the key right there. As is written. See, it show you what the Bible's saying, and then I don't but. But see, what you out on and but for? You read it, it ran. Go with that. Mm-hmm. Then you line up with what Yahweh said. But our problem is, when we hear something, we pay it no never mind, and we got the same spirit that we all equal, but no, Yahweh have made a division on anointed leadership in the common person. But we don't see it that way. Now they're coming back again, Mother. So now we see something's going on, Mother D of Israel. So something's going on in the 24th chapter. And I'm going to go back to it. He told Ezekiel, he said, Ezekiel, you know, I'm going to take away the desires of your eyes with a stroke, and you better not cry about it. And what happened in verse 18, and he said, you better not be, and don't still want to go eat up everything and all that, put your garment on and get on out there now and do what I tell you to do. So let's see what happened in verse 18. Let's see what happened in verse 18.
Ezekiel chapter 24, verse 18. So I spake unto the peoples in the morning, and at evening my wife died. And I did in the morning as I was commanded.
So, Mother, so what was the desires of Ezekiel's eyes?
His wife.
And what did Yahweh say he was going to do?
He was going to kill him.
Take away
his eyes. The eyes of his eyes whipped the stroke.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you better not cry. You better take care of my business. Because let me show you something. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Back up young line in 10 verse 1 of Leviticus. Let's see where it's coming from. See, I'm telling you something. You think when you come to this network, we don't know what we're going to tell you, but we're trying to tell you one thing. Yahweh is not going to use you properly or put you in the right position until you understand you got to make your decision according to the Bible. You can't make your decision according to the round table discussion. Well, what's this sound like, baby? Does it sound all right? No, it don't work like that. What do the Bible say? That's the end of it. We get a case in point. And we're going to Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1. Let's read down until we get our case in point. Come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before Yahweh. He commanded them not.
Wait a minute. What they do? They done what?
They offered strange fire before
Yahweh. So they did a melody of the Israel. They done a 10-1 of St. John. What do they do? Melody of Israel. What were they doing?
Okay. St. John chapter 10, verse 1. St. John. Thank you. One more time, get a paper left. St. John chapter 10, verse 1 reads, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Mm-hmm. So you allow people to think they can meet Yahweh the way they want to meet him. They want to meet him often when they're in the gay clothing. And they don't want to keep no feast days, no Sabbath days. They don't want to show their palms of their hands. He said, you come up another way. He said, that don't work. And that's why he gave him the place, a case in point. Here go leadership. They done some strange things. Oh, wow, what they was doing, you couldn't read that. That wasn't instruction that was given by Yahweh to Moses and Moses and Aaron. So that was some strange stuff going on. And they was in leadership. So what happened next in verse 2?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 10, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, and there went out fire from Yahweh and devoured them, and they died before Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Verse 3.
Go ahead.
Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that Yahweh spake, saying, I will be sanctified. I will be sanctifying them that come near me. I will be honored. And Aaron held his peace.
Go
verse
ahead.
4. And Moses called Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from before the temple out of the camp. Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses said unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar, his sons, uncover not your head, neither rent your clothes, lest you die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brother, the whole nation of Israel, bewail the burning which Yahweh has kindled. Verse 7.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. We don't make no meal out of it. He said, look here. Now, now this is going on inside the temple. He said, look here. Yahweh got some killing inside the temple. He said, look here. You know, when you ain't got no book going on, you got your head covered. That's a good thing. And Yahweh got some killing. He said, you better not rich clothes behind this killing I'm doing. So you let you know. Either you're going to take care of the business I tell you to do, if you come up the other way, this is what you got coming. So this is how I roll. So you need to be telling those that this is a eternal life circumstances that you ought to say he got rules and regulations on what he wants to be done. And if you don't do it the way he tell you to do it, then you hear the consequences of it now. Put nobody before your Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure when you're doing Yahweh, you got a 537 on your mother E. Hey, Mother E, make sure, and when you're doing Yahweh's business, make sure you got a Matthew 537. What'd that say, Mother E? What say we can read, Mother E, in 537 of the book of Matthew? What can we read? How we close the roll?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 37.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. 37. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than thee cometh all evil.
What's he saying, Mo? What's he saying?
Let your conversation be yes. No.
So that means if you wanna run your mouth, that's automatic become evil. See, when you catch somebody wanna run their mouth, then right then and there that you know if that's evil. Your conversation will be yay yay or nay nay. If you hear anything other than that, that's evil. Now, let's come on back, Mother. Come on back, Mother D up as well. Let's get a little bit more out there, and we're going to pause and bring our elder in and Mother Z to address this national audience. Come on back, because this is very important to understand one thing. Yahuwah is going to do a marvelous thing for the six anointed camps, but it's not going to work unless we make sure whatever we do, the Bible supports it. Whatever person do, what you doing, do the Bible support it? No, I come up with this. But do where is it in the Bible? Huh? See, if the Bible support it, right on, that means Yahuwah is putting that spirit on you.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible don't support it. Leave it alone. Don't get past yay, yay, and nay, nay. Because one thing about it, he got people in place to get you to the next level. Who told you going to be a cakewalk? He told you plainly, Mother D of Israel, in 24:15 of Isaiah, what did he say that we can read?
Isaiah chapter 24:15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what it say? Go with that. We can read.
Isaiah 24:15. Wherefore honor you Yahuwah in the fire, even the name of Yahuwah of Israel in the isles of the sea.
Mm-hmm. That mean you stay on the high on something high anywhere low, and you honor you some Yahuwah wherever it is. You honor you some Yahuwah. Now, Mother, you give me a precept on that. Go to the fourth chapter of Acts. In Acts chapter 14, verse 22-23, I need to get a second witness on that. And Brother Micaiah, give me Romans chapter 5, verse 3 down to verse 5. Let's see if we go, then we'll pause and come back and get back on what we own. What can we read there, Mother?
Acts chapter 14.
Yeah, verse 22-23. Mm-hmm.
2:23.
Mm-hmm.
Acts chapter 14:22. Acts chapter 14:22. Concerning the souls of the disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Concerning the souls of the disciples, and they taught in them to continue in the covenant, and that we must thoroughly, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of Yahuwah. Verse 23. And when they had ordained them elders in every congregation and had prayed with fasting, they commanded them to the Yahuwah on whom they believe.
Mm-hmm. So what is he saying, Mother? We gotta go through what again, Mother? What we gotta go through, Mother? What do we gotta go through again?
They got to be ordained to be
No, what we gonna have to go through, and ain't no way of getting around.
Oh, we're going to have to go through tribulation.
How much tribulation?
According to
the book, according to the Bible. Let's see, what does the Bible say? How much tribulation?
Oh, okay.
Verse 22.
Confirm the souls of the disciples and exalt them to continue in the covenant, and that we must, through much tribulation.
Much tribulation. Mother, we gonna have to go. It ain't gonna be no little hit and quit. It ain't gonna be no hit and quit. Oh, well, no. We gonna have to go through how much, Mother?
Much tribulation.
That's right, Mother. Come on, young lion. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 down to verse 5. What does it say, young lion?
Book of Romans chapter 5, verses 3 down to 5. Verse 3 reads, and not only so, but we honor in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, and patience experience, and experience hope. 5, and hope make it not ashamed, because the love of Yahuwah is shed abroad in our minds by the righteous spirit which is given unto us.
So you see, when you see this happen, they let you know you line up with Yahuwah. So it's gonna happen. So we turn you up front. We just pause and then we bring our elder in and get his closing statement for let you know we're bringing this broadcast, take number 137, special edition called Thursday for evening. And then we bring our elder in and get his closing remarks on take 137. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I'm just sitting here enjoying listening to all this correction that we're getting and direction to go. You know, because there's many people after get through listening, they don't still go the right way. What does it tell us in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10? 10 says, for Yahuwah is not unrighteous to forget your work of labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered unto the saints that do minister. You know, these are things we have to keep in mind. Because in 2 Esther chapter 7, verses 20 to 24, it says, there be many that perish in this life because they despise the law toward instructions of Yahuwah that is set before them. 21, so Yahuwah has been given straight commandments or toward instructions to such as came, that they should do to live even as they came and what they should do to avoid punishment. 22, nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but they spake against him and imagined vain things. 23, and deceived themselves by their wicked deeds, and said, the Most High, that he is not, and knew not his ways. 24, but his laws or Torah instructions have they despised, and denied his covenant, and his statutes they have not been faithful, and have not performed his works. Well, this is why we have this program, Voices of the True Israelites, to welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast to lead you in the correct direction. First and foremost, to show you and teach you about Yahuwah's Word, how to connect the Bible books, your health, and foods that you should eat in keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. Information you came to seek, and now you found that which you sought and have to look no further. You found the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. We're open from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath class is Saturday from 12 p.m. That's our temple class. And 2 to 5 p.m. is the online class. We also have a website address. To use this, EnterTribeYadah.com on any search line. After clicking it, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kings of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, remember, Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus 27:30. And also, once again, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, If you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. So when we're going through our temple members and doing scripture text, remember it should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act and a verbal answer given with a precept. To reach us, you can reach us on our international line for questions or comments at 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach, you will not get a response, just a dial tone. Also, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Peloton, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, just look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. So at this time, so we can continue to be educated in the Word of Yahuwah, let's turn our program back over to our seer Israel and say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yo, that's excellent. That's excellent. That's right. So we come humble to tell you what the man's saying. So now, and now you know the best part of the broadcast is coming up right now. When mother meet, she could address this national audience. She's got a book already spread out, so she knows it's a word to be told, and those that got ear, which you listen to hear, Mother Z, Tribe of Yah God, Judah, Yahuwah bless you, I see you right.
Yahuwah bless and keep you, see Israel, or royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that's Mother Z. Mother Z is over 500,000 plus on the international side. They all ears and whatever the Almighty put on you to put in their ear, you got the whole national audience all ears. You on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read in Micah, the second chapter, verse 10 and 11. The book of Micah, the second chapter, verse 10 and 11, and then I'm going to go over to Isaiah 29 and 9 down to verse 12, and then I'm going to go to 2 Timothy 4 and 3, Micah chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. Micah chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. Just 1 second, excuse me. Micah chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10 of 11 chapter. And the Yahuwah spoke unto, I'm in the wrong book, sorry. Micah chapter 2. Verse 10 and 11. Micah chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10. Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a soul destruction. Verse 11. If a man walk in the spirit of falsehood, do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto you of wine and of strong drink, he shall even be the seer of these people. Now I'm going to Isaiah verse 29. Isaiah verse 29, verse 9, 10, 11 to 12. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10. Stay ye yourself and wonder. Cry ye out and cry deep. They are drunken, but not with wine. They I don't know what word it's but not with strong drink. Verse 10. For the Yahweh has poured out upon you the spirit of a deep sleep, and has closed your eyes. The seal and your ruler, the seal has he covered. Verse 11. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book, the words of the book that is sealed, which man delivered to one that is learned, saying, one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. Verse 12. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he said, I am not learned. And I'm going to 2 Timothy. Second Timothy, verse 4.
Second Timothy, chapter 4,
verse 3 and 4. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own. Okay, let me read that over. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own flesh, lust, shall they heap to themselves teaching having itchy ears. Verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto
Babylon.
That's what I would like to be with the national audience tonight, and the words speak for themselves. So that's what I would like to read for the national audience tonight. And I would just say, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, Moses, that's excellent. That's right. One thing about it, we know your spirit is right. Not no doubt about it. See, one thing about it, we put time in this craft that we bring into you, the word of Yahweh. And see, he said the time they're going to not endure sound doctrine. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. See, mm-hmm. That thing was brought out to be taken care of a little bit later. And we'll see when they're going to be taken care of. When is this right here is on the clock where they would not endure sound doctrine. They don't get teachers that got itching ears. They're being a ministry that make them feel good outside this book. But we'll get back to that later. Excellent, Mother. Now, Mother Z, coming back to Mother D of Israel, because we want to see a little bit more about this leadership. Because Yahweh has zeroed in on the leadership and told the leadership, I'll tell you what, since it's the eyes of your eyes, you got a conversation about my business, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll remove that from you. Now, what he says in the 24th chapter, Mother D up Israel. So in the 24th chapter, so Ezekiel didn't know what was really going on but he found out what was really going on. Now he got to stand before the national children of Israel, and let's see what he said in verse 19. Back to verse 19 there, Mother. 24, verse 19, back on the clock, Mother D, F, Israel, come on.
Ezekiel 24, verse 19. And the people said unto him, Willest thou not tell us what these things are to us, that thou doest so? Verse 20. Then I answered them, The word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, 21, speak unto the family of Israel. Thus says Yahuwah, Behold, I will profane my temple, the excellency of your strength, the desires of your eyes, and that which your soul pitied, and your sons and your daughters, whom you have fouled by the sword.
What are you talking about here? You go tell them, behold, you speak unto the nation of Israel, thus says Yahuwah, I will profane my temple, the excellence of your strength and desire of your eyes. What is he saying? Brother Micaiah, let's go to the 20th chapter, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what he's saying in 1, 2, and 3 of the 20th chapter of Ezekiel. What is he trying to tell us that we can read? Ezekiel 20, 1, 2, and 3, bring it.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 1 reads, And it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, the 10th day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of Yahuwah and sat before me. Verse 2, then came the word of Yahuwah to me, saying, Verse 3, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, Thus says Yahuwah, Are you come to inquire of me? As I live, says Yahuwah, I will not be inquired of by you.
So they knew to keep the Sabbath day. They kept the Sabbath day leadership, but their mind was on something else. He's the son of man. Look at him. They come. Look at him. Look at him, son of man. But their mind somewhere else. He said, I'm not going to be required by them. He said, although they keep the Sabbath day, desire of their eyes is to keep the Sabbath day, but their mind somewhere else. Get down to verse 23.
Verse 23, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 23. 23 reads, I lift up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen and disperse them through the country.
Right.
24, because they had not executed my judgment, but had despised my Torah instruction, and had polluted my Sabbath, and their eyes were after their father's idols.
Mm,
25, wherefore I gave them also Torah instructions that were not good. Oh, wherefore I gave them laws that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live.
You see what man said? That's good. So he said, listen, he told the seer, listen, seer, you see, they come before me as my people, but they're here somewhere else. They ain't really gone home for what you got on the table. He said, now, you think I'm going to be required in them? Yep. That's what he's saying. So he said, that was the desires of the eyes. You got a lot of them that do keep the Sabbath day, but their mind is not totally on the Sabbath day. Their mind is on the flesh. Your mind can be on the flesh and your mind not on the Sabbath day. Come on back, our mother, and 24th chapters get a little bit more.
Yep,
Israel.
Verse 22. And you shall do it. I read 21.
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
22.
22.
And you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men. 23.
What is he saying? You got brothers that'll come, sisters that'll come, and they got 6 days to talk about all that, what happened. You got a brother come, one of the six anointed camps. He won't talk about what happened. Listen, brother, this is Yahweh's day. Keep your mind on. You got 6 days to bring that to the table. So you won't turn the class into a pity party. You worked for 6 days and just got through passing. On a Sabbath day to get your blessing, you got to be focused, brother. Focus in on thus says Yahweh. This is what it's all about. This is the day to take your mind off of all that, even if you was having your better half in the headlock and you was delivering up. So, okay, well, what was I doing? Well, you know, you was delivering me up on the, well, but you paused to take care of the Sabbath day. Oh, okay, so I was delivering you up? Yeah. Well, how was I delivering you up? You had my head and you were twisting my head real good. Oh, okay. Now let me get back on tonight. Is that what they're going now, right? Yeah, okay, now let me get back on again. See, we got to know how to restrain ourselves on the Sabbath day. Hush, 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 hush. We'll take care of that after the Sabbath day. All that can wait. Let me do Yahweh's business, and we'll get back on me or give you that body slam that you totally need. I'll take care of you when I come back after Sabbath. Now, come on back, mother. So he told him, and told him, the way I conducted myself, then y'all conduct y'allself the same way. Otherwise, he led by example. He didn't do the 23, 1, 2, and 3, Brother Micaiah. Look at Yahweh, I said Matthew 23, 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. Swing it on over there to the big book of Matthew. Swing it on to chapter 23. Ended up at verse 1, 2, and 3. Book of Matthew. Chapter 23. Verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. Verse 1 reads, then spake Yahweh the Son to the multitude and to his followers. Verse 2 saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sat in Moses' seat. Verse 3. All, therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not you after their words, for they say and do not.
He said, otherwise, you know you got to follow their rules and regulations, but don't do after their manner. They'll tell you something, and they ain't going to do nothing. They ain't gonna lead by example. You know what he's saying? He said they ain't gonna lead by example. They're gonna talk some smack. But they're not gonna lead by example. See, you gotta be about this, you gotta be about this man's business, but you gotta lead by example. That's enough said on that. Come on back, mother. Be up there.
Ezekiel 24:23. And your attire shall be upon your head, and your shoes upon your feet. You shall not mourn nor weep, but you shall pine away for your sin. For your sin. And mourn one towards another. Verse 24. Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign. According to all that he has done shall you do. And when this comes, you shall know that I am Yahweh. Verse 25.
So what he's saying, that he's making it plain with you. Don't think because those in leadership is, give me a precept, brother. Give me 4:17 of 1 Peter. Because don't just be so quick to want to jump off into the leadership, because do you know what Yahuwah got written in 4:17 of 1 Peter? Oh, I want, why I'm not in leadership. Do you know what it's saying in 4:17 of 1 Peter? What does it say?
Me?
What does it say in 4:17?
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the temple of Yahuwah. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the covenant of Yahuwah?
So he said, you jump up in leadership. Don't say that. When you jump in leadership, the judgment starts with leadership. They're going to be the first one that are, hey, Mother E, they're going to be the first one in the 12th chapter. The 12th chapter, verse number 7 down to verse 9. Hebrews chapter 12, 7 down to verse 9. Hey, Mother E, what does it say we can read in Hebrews chapter 12, 7 down to verse 9?
Book of Hebrews 12, verses 7 to 9. Okay.
What is it that we can read?
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7 through 9. Verse 7. You endure chastising. Yahweh deals with you as your son. Well, what son is he whom the father chastises not? Verse 8. But if you be without chastise, therefore all are partakers. Are ye bastards and not sons? Verse 9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be subjected unto the Father of and Leah.
Yeah, so what he's saying? So when you get ready to correct the brothers and sisters about what the Bible saying is contrary to it, then now you don't hurt their feelings. Now their feelings are hurt. Your feelings got nothing to do with it. It's about thus says Yahuwah. Either we gonna live by Yahuwah's word, or we just gonna die by Yahuwah's word. As simple as that. But the word's gonna stand, and we gotta lead by example, especially in leadership. You got to lead by example when it comes down to dust says Yahuwah, like he told Ezekiel. Ezekiel don't take away the eyes of your eyes, but you better not even cry about it. You go tell the people when they ask you what's happening, tell them the same thing. I'm going to tear down this temple because all y'all just came here because this is what y'all just came to me at. So I'm going to tear it down. I'm just going to tear it down because after the eyes of your eyes, you only came there because you was in that position. You didn't come there to take care of Yahuwah's business. So that's what he's saying. Now, so that's good. So now, Mother E, let's go to Deuteronomy 32, 6 through 10, the closing statement. Let's run to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 6 down to verse 10, the closing statement. Mother E, what is it that we can read out of Deuteronomy 32, 6 down to verse 10? Well, this is what got to be told. This is what got to be told. We're getting ready to read what got to be told. Deuteronomy 32, 6 down to verse 10, Mother E, and a closing statement. Come on.
Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 6 to 10. Okay.
Deuteronomy 32. 6 down to verse 10.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 6 to 10. Do ye thus require the Yahuwah of foolish people?
What you read?
And
what you read? Is you reading Deuteronomy 32, 6 to 10?
who thus required the Yahweh of foolish speech.
Okay.
And unwise, is not he, thy father, that has taught thee? Has he not made thee and established thee? Verse 7. Remember the day of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show thee. Your elders, and they will tell thee. Verse 8. When the Most High divided the nation, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the boundaries of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Verse 9. For the outward portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10. He formed him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
So Yahweh had a plan, and his plans that the first choice was the children of Israel, and everybody that was they got the second choice. So he said the children of Israel to be known that his desire was the children of Israel had the best of everything. That's his doing, and all we can say is 1:18:23, that's marvelous in our eyesight. But see, we got to tell a message. When Yahweh set the bound according to peoples, it was according to the number of the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 tribes of Israel got the first choice in Yahweh's eyes. We are the apple of his eyes, but we don't know it because we're not doing what we got to do. We'll take that a little bit later. Hey, Mother E, I'm about to close the standing behind that. You're on the clock. Come on.
Okay. Thank you and praising Yahweh for the class, for the teachers, and for each and every one that's listening. And I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35 to 39. Verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense or reward. For you have need of patience. And after you have done the will of Yahweh, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by the covenant. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of their soul. I just like to say to the audience, hold on, don't draw back. Because if you draw back, you don't have Yahweh to save you. Hallelujah.
Excellent. If you draw back, you ain't got nothing coming. See, what Moses saying, the bottom line, you got all on. I mean, she addressing this master and audience, I'm telling you one thing. You got all on. If you don't hold on, you will be destroyed. That's just the way it is. Now, Mother D of Israel, and this message was for somebody. Let's see what Paul is talking about in 26th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3, and 6 and 7 of the book of Acts. What is Paul, this message that Mother just got through reading, let's see what happened on the right side of the book. But we'll put ourselves in a bad position, just like we are right now, up on somebody else's radio broadcast. But it ain't nothing new. Acts 26, 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7 says what?
Acts chapter 26, verses 1 to 3, 6 and 7.
And 7. Yes, ma'am. 6 and 7.
Acts 26, verse 1. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for yourself. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and answered for himself. Verse 2. I thank myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before you, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Yagda. Verse 3, especially because I know you to be expert in all customs and questions which are among Yagda. Therefore, I beseech you to hear me patiently.
Wait a minute. Why did he say that? Why did he say it? He said, I know you be expert in all things, and you know something about Yagda Judah. He said, you got some, you an expert in something. How did Paul make that statement, Brother Micaiah 13, verse 1 of Acts? Let's paint that picture, because he said some powerful things. How did he know to be an expert in the matters of Yahweh Judah? Let's go 13, verse 1 and find out what he's talking about. Acts 13, verse 1, Brother Micaiah, bring it.
Book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, now there were in the congregation of Israel, Yahda Judah, that was at Antioch, certain elders and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manian, which had been fought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul.
Hold on. Because they was in your institution of learning. Because King Agrippa, before he was King Agrippa, he was around Paul's time, and they was all you come and sit in your up under your leadership, but they became, you know, boss over you through your wickedness. So that's how he knew, because they hung out around you. So that's the key, C-Roy. Is it like the WCC do right now, the Latter-day Saints, mm-hmm. Roman Catholic Church? They hang around boss of two Israelites to try to cycle off information. So they're going to be more of an expert and tell them, because they ain't going to never find no loophole, because there ain't no loophole in the word of Yahweh. But that's how he was an expert in knowing about your business, because they hang around you to cycle up information like the WCC do, the Latter Mormons, the Mormon Church, and the Catholic Church. They have packed this network just to catch the six anointed camps in something, but it ain't going to work because we speak thus says Yahweh. That's how he knew. Come on back, mother. Come on back now. We got that afterwards. We'll paint the picture pretty good. Come on back.
Acts 26, verse 6 and 7.
Yeah, 6 and 7. Listen to this now. Now, Paul said, we know that you can judge this matter because I remember you back in school days when you hung around trying to get some information, and now you've been made to be a big-time dignitary. So that's why he's an expert, because he hung around like they're doing right now. They're hanging around us, learning the word of Yahweh. Come on.
Verse 6. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of Yahweh the Son unto our fathers. Verse 7. Unto which promise our 12 tribes instantly serving Yahweh day and night. Hope
they
to come.
Hold that point. I can't forget it. See what that man saying? That man said it was a promise made to the 12 tribes of Israel. A promise was made to you, see, were you? We just read it in Deuteronomy is what it is. The problem with the Most High set up everything he set up according to you.
The promise said, if you do what I tell you to do, I'm going to sit you on high in the 28th chapter, verse 1. If you don't, I'm going to whoop you up. But also the promise made to you that we can read in Brother Micaiah in the 21st chapter, verse 14. What's another promise that was made? You know, that man just told King Agrippa, and King Agrippa did not object on nothing he's saying. It is a promise made to you. What does it say in Revelation on that promise, 21:14? Come on, Brother Micaiah.
Going to the book of Revelation. Chapter 21, verse 14. Book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 14 reads, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Verse 15.
Verse 12. Verse 12. Back of the verse 12. Thank verse you, Moses. Verse 12.
Verse 12. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gate 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
You see the man said? So he's telling King Agrippa, and King Agrippa, you know, he's judging that the conflict they have between, you know, them. So he's judging this. He said, listen, well, I know you're expert on it, but you know it's a promise made. If we get this thing right, and the promise made by Yahweh that the children of Israel will once inhabit the land, that everything will sit among the 12 tribes of Israel, and when it's all said and done, it's about the 12 tribes of Israel. That's what he's saying right there. And King Agrippa said, yeah, that's right. Come on back, mother. See, you children of Israel don't know the power you got if you get that wicked spirit out you and do right. And honor and respect leadership, Yahweh will show you some great things. But you want to be puffed up spirit and you don't honor a leadership. And you don't roll your sleeves up and see the palm of your hand and try to get busy. Come on back again, Mother Reed, verse again.
Acts 26, verse 7. Unto which promise our 12 tribes instantly serve Yahweh day and night, hope to come for which hope, say King Agrippa, I am accused of the Yahdah Judah.
Can you ask some wicked? You ask some wicked Yahdah Judah. But he said, look here, they're accusing them things because they don't understand my knowledge and my leadership. But what he's saying, Yahweh made a promise for us, and he also made a promise too that Paul was talking about in the closing statement that Moses did up Israel. What did he tell us in Deuteronomy 25 and 61 in closing statement? Deuteronomy chapter 28, 25, and 61, and 64. Deuteronomy
28, 25, 61, and 64.
What did it say?
Deuteronomy
28:25.
Verse 25. Then skip down to 61 and 64. Okay. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 25. Yahweh shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemy. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. 61. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will Yahweh bring upon you until thou be destroyed. Verse
64. Thank you, Mother Eve. 64. Yes, thank you, Mother Eve. 4. Come on, Mother D up Israel. 4.
Deuteronomy 28:64. And Yahweh shall scatter you among all peoples, from one end of the earth even unto another. And there you shall serve others, false Yahwehs, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
Yeah. So that was going on as we speak right now. Most of Israel, you got your part in grand style. Close statements, come on.
Okay. I want to read a little bit of Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my Torah instruction with thee, verse 2, so that thou incline thine ears unto wisdom and apply thy mind to understanding. Verse 3, yet if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up your voice for understanding. Verse 4, if thou seek her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasures. Verse 5, then shalt thou understand the fear of Yahweh and find the knowledge of Yahweh. Verse 6, for Yahweh giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Verse 7, he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckle to them that walketh upright. Verse 8, he keepeth the path of judgment and preserve the way of his saints. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So you see, but see, all this information you're learning unheard out of Take 137, but he's making it plain. See, some things got to happen in your mind that we got to be mindful of. Brother Micaiah, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 down to verse 12. So, listen, see, until you understand, it ain't no way but the way of Yahweh. It ain't no other way. But something got to happen to really get your attention, and we're going to read about what got to happen to get your attention by Brother Micaiah in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 down to verse 12. You're on the clock. Come on.
Book of 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, verses 3 down and 12. Verse 3 reads, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin is be revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4.
Hold that part. Hold that part. The falling away don't happen. You fell away from your land, your knowledge, your culture. Now you're wearing skinny jeans and caps on your head. So you are fell away already. And that man of sin, that's the only thing left. The man of sin have not been revealed. But boss is up to us like I'm revealed the man of sin. But you are fell away because we asked you who you are. You said you're African American, Negro, colored, and black, and supercoon. So you are fell away. Because we would see you ain't got no fringes on. You ain't keeping no Sabbath day. You ain't keeping no beach day. So you are fell away. So that part will happen. Come on, read some more.
Okay. The book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, exalted himself above all that is called Yahweh, or that is worship, so that he, as Yahweh, sitteth in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is Yahweh. Verse 5, remember you not, that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Verse 6, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Verse 7, for the mystery of sin do already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the will, of the way.
So hold that point. Hold that point. So he got to be taken out of the way. So that he, So he that let it, going to let him do it until you take him out of the way. But I'm going to show you how you take him out of the way. But who we talking about is 46 verse 49 verse 10. Who we talking about in 49 verse 10 real quick there, Jeremiah.
Okay, going to the book of Jeremiah. Pick it up at chapter 49. We want verse 10.
Yeah.
Okay, the book of Jeremiah. That's 49, verse 10. Give me that now. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 49, verse 10 reads, "But I have made Esau and his five sons bare. I have uncovered his secret place, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is poor, and his brother, and his neighbor,
see the man saying?
And he is not."
He says, see, so Yahweh can tell you that the end is on him, and it's like a cheap suit is on him. Give me one verse 6 to Obadiah. He said the end is on him like a bug once he be revealed. See, right now, he ain't being revealed because you and me doing what you're doing. So he can come among you and do everything contrary to you, and you love every minute of it. Obadiah 1, verse 6.
Book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, "How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sold up?"
You know how? Bosses of the true Israelites. Remember, the WCC and a lot of these things from Christian church, they come to hear us. We don't come to hear them. Mm-hmm. Huh? See, they know that the fatal blow will come from this ministry on them. Yeah? That's why they're hanging around you like King Agrippa did. Hanging around you. The bottom line is, see, Ray, but you can't see anything until it bite you on your nose. Come on back to 2 Thessalonians.
Okay. Going back to 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2. And picking it up at verse 8.
Go ahead.
Well, verse 8 reads, "And then shall that wicked be revealed, why shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming."
Boy, what you mean by spirit of his mouth? What do you mean by that? The spirit of his mouth is his book. He's going to be revealed through this book. Remember, he says in 14:12, he's going back and sit on the right hand of the Father. How he going to be revealed? Through this book, see, right? We revealing his mouth through the book. That's why Zephaniah 2:1 says what? Help me out, young lion. You ain't moving quick enough in them verses. Give me 2:1 real quick of Zephaniah. Listen.
Right.
That's why we got to, listen, see, right? The man's saying he got to be revealed by popping some book on him. Raise this book as a standard of this book and preach the word, if in the season, out of season. Come on, read. What you got?
The book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "Gather yourself together. Yes, gather together, O nation not desired."
58 verse 1. How do you gather together? Isaiah 58 verse 1. How you gather together? Come on.
Book of Isaiah 58 verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "Cry aloud, fear not.
Yeah.
Lift
yeah.
up your voice like a trumpet, and show my people their sin, and the nation of Israel their sin."
Ain't that something? Come on back to. See what we gotta do? We got to lift up the banner of Yahweh's word. That's why we'll be out there street teaching everything. We got to roll, y'all. We ain't got time for all that woosha John in your windows. We got to deliver our people from the word of Yahweh. Come on back here and wrap it up in that verse and give me a closing statement. Come on. Now you're on 10 down to verse 12.
The book of 2 Thessalonians. 2,
10 to 12 now. Come on.
10 down to chapter 2, verse 10 to 12. 10 reads.
Word.
"And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." Verse 11. Okay. "And for this cause, Yahweh should send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie." Verse 12. "That they all might be damned,
who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Mm-hmm. And what's the truth? St. John 17:17. What do you mean by it? They don't want to believe in the truth. What are you talking about? St. John 17:17 and the closing 30. Come on.
The book of St. John, chapter 17, verse 17. 17 reads, sanctify them through your truth. Your word is true.
Excellent. Your mind, you made it through closing statement is all yours. We catch everybody eyeball to eyeball on the Sabbath day at 7:30 tomorrow. Come on.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for being able to meet the seer of Israel, C. Roy. Opportunity to learn under him. Thank you, Yahuwah, for my wife and children that have given me the raise and the Torah instructions for him. Thank you, Yahuwah, for the elders and the mothers, for the brothers and sisters, and all the six anointed camps of BOTTY. I'm going to read to you the book of Ezekiel, chapter 19, verse 1. Moreover, take you up a lamentation for the princes of Israel. Verse 2, and say, what is your mother? A lion. She lay down among the lions. She nourished her whelps among young lions. Verse 3, and she brought up one of her whelps. She became a young lion, and he learned to catch the prey it devoured man. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
So listen, the man of sin got to be revealed. You know, and the man of sin got you thinking that he got away, but he done told you what he going to do. The man of sin, he going to buy up all the farmland, and then he going to start distributing his own GMOs on you, and he going to wonder why you eat right and you getting sick and sicker. We tell you up front what they going to do. They going to plant some up in your food and keep you disembobulated until somebody gonna come to you. It's time for you and I to get in the garden of bosses of the two Israelites, fixing on the camp, and let's get busy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get busy, y'all. The land's before us. Everything before us, and we sitting there dragging our feet. See? We waiting on them to do something for us, and we can do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The land's before us. The temple. All the land, south, east, north, west, is all before the six anointed camps. And we sitting there still looking out the window in 12 verse 3. And we ain't seeing none of the palms of your hands getting busy donating to the ministry so we can make this move. We got to fence in all this stuff. We got to peel everything off. We got to get things prepared. And we just sitting there just waiting on something to happen from that one I say. Land, school, banquet hall, let's finish the job for Yahuwah to give us a double. If you make a move, he's going to give us the double. You got it? Good. All right. That's enough said on this lesson. But I can tell you, yeah, we come humble. But we're telling the six anointed camps, the lands before us, we must have our own.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay $10 for a lettuce that's going to be full of pesticides on it, and you won't want to know why you're still sick. Instead of going out in your own yard and get all you want because it's right there for you.
Mm-hmm.
See? It's up to you. Land, school, banquet hall. But we got to fence it all in. We got to secure all of this land. All right, I'm going to Yahuwah. Y'all got it? Let's roll the sleeves up and get busy. All right, enough said on that. That's enough for us, WCC. We don't have enough. But see, you can keep talking. I don't want to keep talking. We want to catch you in something. Well, you ain't caught me in nothing yet. How you think to catch me in something no more in the word of Yahuwah? So I'm through talking. All right. Yahuwah beat you all, catch you all back on this broadcast at 7:30 tomorrow. Top part of Saturday. Remember one thing. That's the day the Almighty made. Focus on him. Take your worldly thinking and put it aside for one whole day, Friday night, Saturday night, Don't set up no traps in your mind, because it's contrary to Yahuwah. You lose, and Yahuwah going to bring you to charge for it in time to come, because he takes notes on you when you pollute his Sabbath day in your mind. All right. Yahuwah be with you all. Shalom.